The pork outlook looks up as corn prices go down. Pork producers are maintaining the size of the breeding herd in the face of a very uncertain financial outlook. This cautious position would be expected given the wide swings we've seen in both hog and feed prices this past spring. In addition, there's little change expected in the hog herd until we better know feed supply situation this fall. The USDA reported that producers maintained the size of the breeding herd over the last year. North Carolina continued to lead the states in the overall reduction of the breeding herd. As we look at the national breeding herd over a longer period, we've actually seen a decline of about 5% in the last 3 years. And North Carolina alone accounts for about one half of that total decline. The smaller sow herd certainly remains very productive, however, as our pigs per litter reached 10 pigs for the first time ever this spring. And this has resulted in the number of market hogs being up by about 1% over the year earlier periods. Consumers are really having to pay very high prices for U.S. pork this year, as the high feed prices that the industry has experienced over the past 4 years are finally getting transmitted to consumers. Retail prices through May of this year have averaged a record $3.35 a pound, and that's up 14% from the $2.93 a pound for the same period back in 2010. And it turns out everyone in the pork marketing channel is sharing in these higher prices, as packer gross margins are up about 10% so far this year. The retail gross margins are up 14%, and the pork producers have received actually about 16% higher prices. Heavily contributing to this U.S. pork demand is a record level of pork exports, our foreign customers, where our numbers through April show a 19% increase over the same period back in 2010. So for the first 4 months of this year, that actually represents 22% of all the pork being produced is moving into the export market. The big exports increases this year are headed to Asia, and that's led by South Korea, then Japan, Russia, and China. For the whole year, the USDA is estimating that pork exports will be up about 15%. What that means, since so much is going overseas, there just isn't much pork left for U.S. consumers, and here in the U.S., supplies per person will be down about 3% this year. While it now appears U.S. pork production will rise by about 1%, those heavy sales to our foreign customers really mean tight supplies here at home. Another positive for us in the pork side of the business is that our beef supplies per person are also going to be down about 2% this year, so that just means less competition for red meats. As we look at the farrowing intentions and what kind of pork supplies might we have in the first half of 2012, we see this summer's intentions down 3% and next fall's intentions down 1%. So what that all means is smaller farrowings, but we should have higher pigs per litter and higher market weights, so we could see a modest increase, maybe 1%, in pork production in the U.S. in the first half of 2012. Our hog prices set daily records recently at $78 per live hundredweight in late June. We expect some moderation from those extremes for the third quarter averages, and so we're saying the mid-60s and maybe the stronger mid-60s for this summer averages. As we look at fall and winter prices, we expect those to be in the very low 60s, and then moving back into the mid-60s for next spring and summer of 2012. For all of the year 2011, we're in at this point. Live prices, we think, will average a record $63.50, and that compares with $55 last year. So finally, we really have these high cost of production built into higher farm level prices. I think everybody knows that corn price volatility has really been a major component of all the uncertainty for pork producers. Corn prices reached their peak on June 9th here this summer, when Midwest cash prices were commonly $8 or higher in some locations. Declines in corn prices since that time have been as much as $1.50 a bushel, and that's dramatically changed the cost structure, or the anticipated cost structure, for pork producers. Using our current corn cost estimates for this summer of about $6.50 a bushel, and then $5.90 for fall cash prices, we see the cost of production for farrow to finish operations at about $63 this summer and $60 this fall. This means that the production sector should have some profit potential for this third quarter of about $10 a head, and break even to a couple of dollars of profitability per head for the fall. Right now it looks like there should be some profitability for 2012, and that might average something around $7 a head, with the best of those profits coming in the spring and summer for 2012. But I think we all know there still remains much uncertainty. One of the questions being asked is, will this modest profit potential that has developed as corn prices have come down, was that going to result in pork producers wanting to expand their herds? I think the answer is a clear no. Pork producers know that corn and soybean yields are not yet assured, and that means that feed price outlook could still change sharply depending on what happens to final yields, and of course driven primarily by weather, both here in the United States and the Northern Hemisphere. For this reason, I think there's going to be almost no movement to expand the herd until we really see sub $6 cash corn at harvest time develop, and that means we have to move towards assured yields this fall. At that point, then, I think we'll begin the expansion discussion, but what that also means, if we don't expand any production until late in 2011, it'll be very late 2012 before pork production could begin to rise. For the University of Illinois and Purdue University, I'm Chris Hurt.